Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
The Brewers are on top of baseball right now, and they can seemingly do no wrong. An 11-game winning streak.
They've won 11 in a row, and you know what that means. If the Brewers win 12 in a row today, that means a huge promotion that everyone loves. George Webb's gives away free hamburgers. Joining us from George Webb's, Vice President Ryan Stamm on Wisconsin's Morning News. Long time no talk, Ryan.
We just did this. Yeah, here we are again.
All right, so I'm assuming all of George Webb's will be watching the game this afternoon.
Oh yeah, we're gonna watch. It's gonna be fun. They're gonna play a game today, so we'll pay attention for sure.
So we should point out, so if and when they win this afternoon and win 12 in a row, fans shouldn't expect to just roll into George Webb's after the game and get their free burgers today. That's not how this works.
No, please don't do that. We will make an announcement tomorrow on social media and on our website what the giveaway day will be. So we'll do it as quick as we can, and we'll execute it and get it done next week for the fans, but we'll make sure that's communicated starting tomorrow.
Ryan, we know the history of this promotion and how it all got started, and you look at it a lot of times that when you're in something, you don't understand how unique it is. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if you all have done any research. Does any other Major League Baseball team do something like this, where a local restaurant will give away a free item because they had a winning streak? And what makes this so unique that George Webb has continued this tradition for so many years?
Yeah, you know, I don't know any other restaurant chain or restaurant brand that has something similar to this. I think what makes it just so unique is that it just dates back so far. I mean, we're talking, you know, back to the 40s and 50s with the Braves, you know, so I think that's what makes it unique. And that's what kind of, it builds the excitement, you know, for the city. And I mean, this is a baseball city, right? I mean, baseball is so important to our city. So I think just the history of this promotion just makes it unique.
Have you been checking the beef prices?
They're not in our favor.
No, they're not. They're not at the moment. I was thinking about you guys because last time, according, you know, George Webb, you guys gave us some insight on this, that nearly 170,000 free hamburgers were given out back in 1987 when you guys first did this. And then in 2018, you guys served up 90,000 burgers and then gave out a whole bunch of more free burger vouchers, another 100,000 of those. So there's clearly going to be some people wanting some free stuff, Ryan.
Yeah, line them up. Let's do it. I mean, at this point, it's like I said, it's too unique. It's too important for the city. We want to make sure that we fulfill that prediction, and they're going to win today. So we're going to get it done.
And Ryan, given that this started in the 40s and it wasn't activated until 1987 for the first time, and then again in 2018, I need a moment of full transparency here. When the Brewers fell short the last time, did you think that you would be thinking about this or having to worry about this again this season?
No. I mean, you know, significant winning streaks don't happen often. I mean, 9 or 10 game winning streaks, you know, those are 4, 5 every 6 years.
Right.
But to do it three times this year alone, I mean, this team is special. I mean, they're unstoppable.
I don't know if you remember what you said to us last time. So Ryan joined us the last time they won 11 games in a row, and then they lost 1-0 to the Mariners. I told you about how my in-laws had saved their 1987 wrappers. Like, they kept them, like, in a drawer.
Wow.
And, like, I think I even saw them once. I'm pretty sure my father-in-law showed them to me at one point. And I mentioned that to you, and you said, well, I hope they can bring them to the store because you guys might need those supplies. Because it is
we
more
might,
than the meat,
yeah.
Right? It's more than the meat that you guys got to deal with as far as prepping for something like this.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's more than the meat. It's, you know, we got to make sure we have everything that, you know, goes in that burger, whether it's, you know, pickles, onions, ketchup, mustard, People come in, they order fries, they order soda, they order other things. So it's, yeah, we got to make sure we're stocked up and ready. And, you know, like I said, we've been through this a few times this year, kind of with preparation. So we're ready.
Yeah, you guys are a well-oiled machine. You know exactly what you're going to do, how many people are going to get overtime and everything, yeah. Right?
We're looking forward to the 24 in a row.
Yeah, does it extend? Will it get more if there's 24 in a row? Or we've never explored that?
That's a great question. We've never been there, so who knows?
We have some ideas. I bet Telly and I could come up with something there for you.
Maybe not a burger, maybe, you know, something else. Like.
Full meals. Well, congratulations on this, Ryan. I know that this is an amazing thing, and I know it takes some work too, so we appreciate everything George Webbs is doing for this. I'm sure it's fun, but also there's some work behind it.
Yeah, for sure, and we appreciate you guys getting the word out, and go Brewers. Let's do it today.
Yeah, go Brewers. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan Stamm, the VP of George Webb Restaurants on Wisconsin's Morning News. You heard him say right there, you can go to George Webb's if you want today, but you're not getting free burgers after the game today. Brewers win. They're going to announce a date and go through that process tomorrow, they said. So if they win today, you can go have fun at George Webb's, but you don't expect anything free today. They'll announce it tomorrow. That's right. That's what we learned. If the